Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the many things you've blessed us with this day. And now the blessed opportunity to return once again into your word. Help us as we continue to study to understand it. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Continuing our Bible study from A to Z in the word future, if you will turn to Daniel. And here in Daniel we see a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had. And Daniel is going to do the interpretation, which was revealed to him by the Lord. As we see this pick up in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh all things shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, and the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. This was a look into the future that we still are a part of and look forward to the complete fulfillment of. Looking at all the kingdoms, all the various kingdoms that would rule the planet all the way up to the last days of Jesus Christ ruling the planet. And you can go through all the history with the Babylonians and the Medes and the Persians and then Alexander the Great and then the Roman Empire, and so forth, all the way to today, and this mixing together of the strong and the weak, and then eventually being all broken down and taken over completely by the final kingdom, the millennial kingdom, ruled by Jesus Christ. So all laid out in this huge statue. You've probably seen many images of it. But that was the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and Daniel gave him the interpretation of a look into the future, of the future kingdoms that would be there in that region and over the entire world. Now, if you will, turn over to Daniel chapter 4, and we see another dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, where it reads here, Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Interesting statement coming from King Nebuchadnezzar, showing his awareness and understanding of who God is. And it's sad that he, after this, had gotten all puffed up with pride and arrogance when he's looking about at all the things that he was over, that he had been king, all the accomplishments that he accredited to his own skills and his own abilities, and how he has to be taken down for a while because of that. We can learn from this that when we look at all the many things that the Lord allows us to be a part of and start to try to take credit for it ourselves, that's the wrong way to look at it, because that's the way Nebuchadnezzar did it. He looked at all the many things that he had been blessed by or blessed with by the Lord and tried to take credit for them as being his achievements. But we've got to understand that we can achieve nothing of our own, because even the very breath that is within us is a gift from God. Always give him honor and glory and credit for everything that you ever achieve. As it continues, King Nebuchadnezzar gets into his dream. Verse 4, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told them the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of mine head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, Thus, hewn down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scattereth his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astounded for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, and leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and the honor of my majesty? See, right there in 28, 29, 30, we see how his attitude changed. Having been given this revelation of what was going to happen and how he was going to be held accountable, he still did not change his ways. He still grew arrogant. He still grew prideful and made this statement to others out there. He's at the end of the 12 months, he walked into the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And in verse 30, the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built? No, trying to take credit for his accomplishments as being something that he himself did by his power. For the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, not by grace, not by mercy, not by the blessings of God, but by his own power. And for the honor of my majesty, to bring glory to himself. It is sad that we see so many people today, not only rulers that have been given great responsibilities and blessings, but even all the way down to the most common person, trying to take credit for their achievements as being something that they have done by their own power. Even ministers have this problem. I have sat in councils and spoke with people and have actually heard actual ministers take credit for what they have done and make statements like, I am a self-made man. No, you're not. You didn't create yourself. And that's part of the arrogance. It's part of the pride. It's part of the same thing that Nebuchadnezzar was dealing with. Just like goes all the way back to Satan in the garden, filled with pride, wanting to lift himself up equal to and even greater than God. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar, that this is my achievements by my power to bring majesty to me. But way too much we see that, as I said, from the simplest, most common task that you can do all the way up to some great achievement. Never take credit for anything as being something that you accomplished by yourself. The Lord gives us everything that we have. The very breath within us, each beat of the heart is a gift from God. We need to acknowledge that. Any skills, any abilities, any prosperity that we ever have, any of us, whether we're Christian or not, it's all been given by grace from God. And to never, ever take credit for it ourselves. As we continue, we see how this unfolds for King Nebuchadnezzar. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. He learned, and that statement proves it. And he realizes that it was by his pride in himself and his own achievements that led to all this experience that he had to go through. All right, now let's move on, and we can see a dream that was given directly to Daniel over in Daniel chapter 7. It reads, In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Now, the timeline here, Belshazzar, not Belteshazzar, which was another name for Daniel, but Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, didn't learn very much from the experiences that Nebuchadnezzar went through concerning the pride and the arrogance and so forth. He did not praise the Lord. He did not acknowledge the Lord like King Nebuchadnezzar finally wound up doing. But as we see this unfold, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. All right, let's look back at this a little bit. Similar to the image that Nebuchadnezzar had with the various kingdoms, the head being of gold, which was his kingdom, and so forth, all the way down to the feet of iron and clay. This is looking at the various kingdoms that would be unfolding throughout history. Belshazzar wouldn't see these because Belshazzar winds up being lifted up with pride and arrogance and gets taken out by the next kingdom coming in, the Medes and the Persians. And Belshazzar is killed. So it was taken away from him because of his pride and his arrogance. And we see this unfolding all the way. You can go through this in further detail. It would take us quite some time, but we're just going to scan over this and go all the way to the one there in verse 8. This is a very interesting one here that we still are looking forward to the achievement of, where it says, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. The little horn that he's speaking of here is actually the Antichrist that we have yet to see come upon the scene. So this is all the way into the future. So if you go back and look at these and analyze each one of these images, you can see how the various kingdoms are represented by the different strengths and so forth over the entire planet. Read 8 again, and then we'll go further. It reads, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up another among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. That's the Antichrist. Right? Verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hairs of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Verses 9 and 10 are speaking of Jesus Christ during the millennial period and the various judgments speaking of. I beheld them because the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. The Antichrist being cast into the lake of fire. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. here, speaking of the millennial kingdom, rolling over into the eternal state. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake even great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Talking about the Antichrist rising up at the midpoint of the Antichrist, till the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. End of the tribulation, rolling over into the millennial period. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are the ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion and consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Daniel given a vision to look all the way into the future, all the way into the time of the Antichrist, the rise and the fall of the Antichrist, and the coming in of the millennial kingdom. So much has been discussed about these dreams that Daniel had. So much of it completely fulfilled, but still more to be fulfilled that we are part of right now, and looking forward to the final fulfillment in the future. And we know that everything that the Lord has written is accurate and true, and we can take confidence in it. So let's look forward to that millennial kingdom by trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. These bizarre things that we study here, some strange and wondrous things, help us to understand what they really mean and how they can apply to us today and will definitely apply to us in the future. Thank you all so much for revealing them to us. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Thank you.